2月23日，少数族裔媒体服务机构 EMS 举办网上会议，强调社区倡导者争取少数种族选票的重要性及对大选的影响。为社区和弱势群体实现特定利益而进行的社区组织，往往是选民登记和提高投票率的有效努力。这些社区组织挨家挨户扫街拜票及积极参与社区的做法，在选举动员中同样的至关重要。此外，展示参与选举是如何与实际成果直接相关的，也就是说，参选者胜选后所提出的政策能否兑现，能否真正代表少数族裔的利益。因此，少数族裔社区的选票至关重要。
Engagement and the importance of voting. For us, it actually starts with the census. It's not just simply, you know, come election time, go vote, because the census and the redistricting that happens, redistricting is actually the best way to conduct mass voter suppression, right? Because that redistricting process, well, let's just say with the census, census determines how many people get counted, and then redistricting is determining, you know, who gets to govern those different areas, right? And who gets to vote in certain areas. And
与会专家还解析了少数族裔社区投票率低，特别是少数族裔年轻族群，由于目睹了选举结果并不能代表他们的利益，大大降低了他们的投票意愿。因此，社区组织走街拜票和挨家挨户的宣传工作非常重要，同时少数族裔媒体的叙事方式也必须改变。
To recognize that many of these voters are disappointed, not because they, you know, undervalue their vote, but because they are aware of the systemic injustices and political failures that persist, you know, despite their participation in the electoral process. And their skepticism is often, you know, rooted in their lived experiences and seeing promises, you know, unfulfilled and witnessing the slow pace. And so I think to truly engage these voters that we must address their legitimate concerns that they have about the democratic process and really work to build a more responsive political system, media system, to really shift, you know, the narrative.
2024大选年已经到来，3月5日超级星期二选举投票日就在眼前。11月5日的美国大选投票结果，不仅仅关乎到美国未来的政策走向，也会直接影响到在美国的少数族裔社区的福祉。因此，只有用手中的选票才能表达我们的意愿和权益。